I'm Gian Gomeshi. Well, every once in a while on this show throughout the summer, we've been sharing musical postcards from different parts of the country. It's kind of an audio check-in with Canadian musicians you should know about and that might have something new to tout. And Danny Michel is up today. He recently released his new album, Valhalla, and we've reached him on the phone somewhere. Danny, are you there?
Yeah, how are you?
Hello, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Where are you?
I'm in Waterloo at the moment.
Scenic Waterloo.
I am in the scenic, most beautiful Waterloo, yes.
Which is, now, is this true that, I mean, I haven't talked to you in a few months. You moved your house?
No, I'm still living out where I was. I'm just over visiting the folks right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you haven't been moving?
No.
Oh, but yeah, you sort of live in this amazing, secluded kind of country place.
Yeah, out in the bush.
And your new record had something, did you record it there, or it was inspired out there?
Half of it was done there, and half of it was done in Kingston at the Tragically Hip studio, the bathhouse.
So talk to me about this. We've talked a little bit about this, you and I, but you're taking a more independent approach again with your music and with your managing your career. Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that decision.
Nobody will work harder than you, you know?
You mean me?
Not you, but, you know, yourself, and except maybe your mom, you know, and if you want a job done right, do it yourself. It's just, you know, I find that the music industry is a big, scary machine that, you know, unless you're making lots of money for people, people don't see you, and they don't notice you're there, so... It was time for me to take control of the train again, and ever since I did, things have just been unbelievably great. So,
how have they been different?
Oh, just like, you know, I just things are moving ahead, and lots of things going on. I'm producing lots of records, and touring and great tours full of tons of dates and all kinds of stuff. So.
You know, I always think about you as one of these guys who, on the cover of magazines, every seems like biannually, you're the next big thing, and yet your career remains pretty consistent. It's a good career, and you're quite popular. But do you get impatient or bothered with the notion of always being sort of considered on the cusp?
That was why it's time for a change. You know, because you know if things aren't moving forward and they're just stagnant all the time, then I think it's time to stir it up and try some different approaches.
Hey, I want to play something off Valhalla in a second, but first I got to ask you about the Bowie album. You did the album of Bowie covers that came out last year.
Yeah.
Did Bowie ever hear the record?
Yeah, he did, but I mean, like, I never spoke with him, but he did totally dig it and approve it because they held a big contest on BowieNet, on his official site, and they advertised all my UK tour dates, and they raffled off the records as prizes for some contests they were doing and stuff. And, it's led to some pretty great stuff, too. I'm working with his guitar player, Earl Slick, who has become a fan, and so I'm producing stuff for him.
Wow.
And actually just mixed a tune that Bowie sings, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
But he hasn't, like, called you or anything and gone, I'm David Bowie, hello.
I'm sure. People probably make cover records of his songs every day, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those people aren't Danny Michel.
Well, I don't think he knows who I am, so... it's fine with me. I don't know if I'd want to ever chat with him. I don't know what I'd have to say, you know.
Well, you once told me that you thought everything that Bowie did after Scary Monsters was not very good, so
yeah.
You might not want to lead with that when you think.
Well, he should write some better songs then.
Hey, so on Valhalla, that's heretical. You can't say that about Bowie.
I can, because I love him more than anyone.
Right. Except for everything he's done after 1981.
Yeah.
Last 25 years. Even the last couple of albums, like Heaven and stuff, that's such a good record. Or Heathen, I mean. Heaven.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you don't really listen to the records, do you? You say you're a Bowie fan.
I kind of stopped now, but I used to. Heathen, my favorite song on that, there was one song on that I loved, and then I found out it was a Frank Black cover.
Well, you know, Bowie does covers.
Yeah.
Wild as the Wind. So, Valhalla, let's talk about your record. And I want to play a song from Midnight Train, which I first saw you do this live. And, I mean, if anybody hasn't seen Danny Michel out there, and there may be some people left in Canada, you've got to see this guy play live. You're a one-man traveling band. You've got sometimes you play with a band, but sometimes you've got your loops happening. You create a groove on stage by looping stuff that you're doing with your guitar. And I saw you do that with this song, which is almost channeling Motown. It's got a great groove to it, and it feels like a soul and R&B tune. Where did this song come from?
Yeah, I don't know where it came from. I was listening to in the last 2 years I've been on a big kick of collecting old 45 records, and I was collecting lots of all the old Motown stuff and listening to a lot of Sam Cooke and stuff like that all the time that I wrote that record. So I think that clearly just brushed off, you know, and subliminally influenced me. Because, yeah, I wrote it, and then I sat back and I thought, what is this? I wrote like an R&B tune.
And what's it about?
It's just a good old-fashioned love song. It's a little story of a couple in hard times.
Nice. Kind of like Heroes.
Kind of like Heroes. It's always back to the Bowie.
You're one of the guys I can talk about Bowie with. I like it.
We should have a show about Bowie.
Believe me, I've pitched many of them. I'll do, if anybody wants, anywhere in the world, wants to set up, I should just do Bowie podcasts all day.
There you go.
Hey, Danny, so you're going to be across Canada in the fall?
Starting September 6th or something like that, my tour starts, from Waterloo right to Tofino.
Nice. And what about the East?
I just got back from the East, and I'll be going to the East after that tour again.
Okay.
I just was in Halifax.
Hey, it's great talking to you, man.
You too, man. Thank you.
That is Danny Michel live in Waterloo, and right now from his new album, Valhalla. Check this out. This is such a great tune. This is something called Midnight Train.
I recall the day, the temperature and time. I never felt that way. The day you said you would be mine. But after years of ebb and flow, it's been tugging at a flame. Is there someone on the hole? 'Cause you don't look at me the same. So I'm leaving on a midnight train. I'm leaving on a midnight train. If you don't call my name, I'm leaving on a midnight train. A razor and a blade. I got my toothbrush and my comb. Well, I made my great escape, and now I'm all alone. So I'm leaving on a midnight train. I'm leaving on a midnight train. If you don't call my name, on a midnight train. I'm standing at the gate. I got my ticket in my hand. I'm praying you're just late. I still don't understand. I sank into my seat. Thank you. out here free. She said you get no choice, and now she's curled up here with me. She bought a ticket on the midnight train. She left on the midnight train. She called out my name. We left on the midnight train. And midnight train. 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 Midnight train.
From 2006 and the album Valhalla, that is Danny Michel and the song Midnight Train. What a great song.